Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. I'm getting anxious, Mary Kay. I want to see some football players on the football field, and I want one of them to be wearing a number 4 and playing quarterback. Even if we just get a look at them for now.
Well, it won't be long now. I mean, real football will be happening this weekend in Berea that we could actually watch. So looking forward to that. We'll have an opportunity to watch the first practice of rookie mini camp on Friday. And I always really enjoy that because you see who passes the eyeball test. And, you know, I remember back over the years some, you know, some things and first impressions. And so that will come on Friday. And then then we'll have some more OTA interviews, but then the mandatory mini camp is not far off in the middle of June. And I do think, I mean, we know that Deshaun Watson will be available for that, even though he's going to be deposed this week. And again, in June, he will be there for the mandatory mini camp. He's there now, for the offseason program. So, football is right around the corner.
I'll ask you, just even though we're trying to walk away from it, but we're not going to be able to. What's the latest on Baker Mayfield? Are you hearing anything?
You know, nothing, nothing that's right front burner at the moment. But I know that the Browns are still working hard to try to trade him. And in a perfect world, I think they would like to have that done, you know, fairly soon. I really don't think they want to let mini camp begin with him still on the roster if they can avoid it. So in a perfect world, they'll make a deal. Even I think they're going to have to bend probably more than they wanted to. But, you know, in my mind, it's the law of diminishing returns. If you can kind of get them off your books a little bit, save a little bit of money, and just be able to focus on moving forward, because they have enough on their plate right now without that. So, I think the goal is to do something sooner than later.
So, Mary Kay, Jason LaCanfora was on yesterday. I've heard other reporters say stuff like this, that when you look at past precedent, this is what's going to happen to Deshaun Watson, or you can think that. I don't know why I think it's going to be different this time, because I think that the new CBA has a little bit of a different twist to what we might – I think what you expect the outcome to be may not necessarily be that way, especially when they're going to put the process in the hands of a former U.S. District Court judge and Sue Robinson. Do you see it that way, that – like? Especially after kind of reading into it a little bit, it seems like that if Judge Robinson says, "Hey, there's no punishment, it's over." Like the commissioner can't do anything. And if Judge Robinson says, "Look, he should be out for a game, whatever," Roger Goodell can turn around and go, "Nah, we're going to make it 10 games." I just think that a lot of times we want to go back and say, "This is what happened to Ben Roethlisberger. This is what happened to Ben Roethlisberger." I just don't know under the new CBA if that's the right way to be thinking.
Yeah, it's really tough to predict what might happen because, as you mentioned, even if Sue L. Robinson comes up with a number or some sanctions or some combination of, you know, of a fine and suspension, whatever, that can all be changed and it can be appealed. So this has a ways to go. And I think they have a ways to go in their investigation. I believe they still need to talk to a number of the accusers and they need to interview Deshaun. So, you know, they could move quickly, I suppose, but they have work to do.
All right, so they have work to do. I get it. You get it. Does your gut tell you that he's playing this year, Mary Kay? Or, and you know, it seemed before like, yep, he's in. I just thought he's playing all year. And then, all right, now suspension. Now, you know, rumblings, maybe big-time suspension. What does your gut tell you on this?
You know what? Again, it's hard. There is no real precedence for this.
No.
And it's very difficult to predict what is going to happen. But I do feel like there is a vibe that he will play at some point this season. And I don't know how many games that's going to be. I don't know where this is all going. I wish I had more concrete answers for you. But the league they're being very mum about this, and they don't even really know. Again, when it's out of their hands to a certain extent, it's not like they know the answer and they just won't tell us. They don't know. So, like I said, I think that one of the keys in my mind is that they shouldn't act too early. You don't want to hand down, a punishment or a suspension and then discover that there is more information that you need or that, you know, something comes out of the woodwork that you were not anticipating. I think they should leave no stone unturned, talk to as many people as they possibly can, and possibly even wait a little bit to see where these civil suits are going.
Mary Kay, one thing that I'm curious about with Baker's situation, reports out of San Francisco that the 49ers hope to trade Jimmy Garoppolo in June or July. Are these two teams in competition to see which one can unload the quarterback that they'd like to move on from? Or are these two separate things? I kind of think that, you know, if I'm a team looking for one or the other, I'm going Garoppolo first.
Well, that's definitely a factor at play here, for sure. I mean, there is another quarterback. Now, he had surgery on his throwing shoulder, and he hasn't been able to probably pass a physical yet, and I think that's been a factor too. Both of these guys are coming off of surgeries, but teams will be looking at both of them if they want a new quarterback. And there's different financial considerations involved for both of them. So that's a factor too. I mean, Baker's only got the 1 year left on his contract at 18.86. And, you know, you can make some decisions after that. If it works out, you can do something else with him. You could try to re-sign him. You could franchise him. You can try to get the Browns to pay some of that money. So both of these guys, they come in with different situations, but absolutely 100%. Any team that needs a starting quarterback and is looking at a veteran will be looking at both of those guys for the most part.
Mary Kay, how do you feel about the defensive line going into this thing? I'm not talking about Myles Garrett. I'm not even talking about Chase Winovich. I'm talking about that interior defensive line. And can they do anything to beef it up, or do you think that they feel okay with what they've got up the middle right now on defense?
Well, I think they're very, very excited about the addition of Perrion Winfrey.
Okay.
I think that he gives them that push, that rush up the middle that they really, really want. So I think he has a chance to start and contribute right away. And then they've got some other guys that are going to have to step up. I mean, they've got Jordan Elliott. They've got Tommy Togiai. And, you know, they might add to the pile a little bit more. But I think Perrion Winfrey kind of makes it for them in terms of upgrading the interior D-line.
It's interesting, though, Mary Kay, because this regime has drafted three defensive tackles in the third or fourth round each of the last 3 years, and I don't know that any one of them right now you can say, yep, okay, there's your answer. That guy's the guy. I hope so. You know, I hope Togiai comes on, Jordan Elliott comes on. I hope that Perrion is the real deal. But it's interesting to me that they've actually sunk the same kind of asset into that position 3 years in a row.
Well, you have to remember that Andrew Berry drafts for the future. So he doesn't necessarily draft so that you're going to grade this guy and rank him after his first season.
Right.
And you can look at so many of the guys that they have drafted so far, and it's really for down the road. They either haven't played much or haven't played at all as rookies, or they've worked themselves into the rotation. And so it's too soon to say this guy can't cut it, because that's not how they draft.
I want to get to wide receiver in a second, but what's the running back situation going to play out as, Mary Kay? I think it's really interesting. You know, when you bring back D'Ernest Johnson and then you draft a running back and you have Dmitri Felton here who can play back there, and you clearly are going to start Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, it seems like there's an abundance there. Do they keep an abundance, or does something happen there?
Well, remember, as I mentioned, that Andrew Berry is always looking 1, 2, 3 years down the road. And when you look at the running back situation right now, they have two guys who are entering the final years of their contract in Kareem Hunt and Dearness Johnson, who was a restricted free agent. So you have to start planning for the future at that position. So that's how they're looking at Jerome Ford. He's the good young developmental back, and depending on how he comes along or how he looks in the offseason and in the preseason, I suppose things could happen. They do have some flexibility in that room right now. I do believe that Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt will be here for this season. I can't say with 100% certainty that Dearness Johnson will be. I think Jerome Ford might have a little bit more impact on what you do with Dearness than what you do with Kareem for this season. So something to look at as we move forward. But they could afford to keep them all if they want to.
Mary Kay, let's switch gears just for a little bit. You know, there's been talk about, you know, not only maybe perhaps expanding into Europe to see after these games that are played in Europe, especially Germany, play out, but it just, you know, the thought of playing NFL games throughout the week is something that I don't know a whole lot of us would have sunk our teeth into before the pandemic. But, I mean, just reading some stuff about maybe, you know, two games on Monday night, which is what we will see, maybe a game on Tuesday or Wednesday or even a Friday at 2 o'clock game. What do you think about the thought of trying to have every game into its own individual window so that if people wanted to watch every single NFL game each week, it could be possible if they decided they wanted to use some of their streaming outlets and their regular over the air. What is that concern you? That maybe that I know Jeff and I get concerned because we think it's a little bit of oversaturation. Is there something to be said for having 5 or 6 games at 1 o'clock on a Sunday?
Well, think about this. There's so much betting that's going to be involved now, and I think that would drive spreading the games out so that more people can get more eyes on more games and bet on them. So I think it's very betting driven, and you will see a lot of you'll see a lot of consequences and different spin-offs that happen because of the betting. So I basically that's what I think is happening now, that they're going to want more games, more eyes on the games, more people watching, more people spending their money, and that's just, you know, the wave of the future.
Yeah, the only thing they're going to have to figure out is delay, because the streaming services are, there's a healthy delay on there. There's probably a 15-20 second delay. And then if you wanted to start getting into the bet per play thing, they would have issues with that. There'd be problems with that, I would think, somewhere down the road. Although, who knows?
There'll be problems, there'll be issues, there'll be kinks that have to be worked out, but that's basically the way that it's going to go, and that's one of the reasons why you're going to be seeing football all of the time.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, that's right. Mary Kay, thank you. Always a pleasure to have
Thanks,
you
Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.